It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hello, ladies. This is Kathleen.
Hey, ladies. This is Jean.
We are so happy to be with you.
We are. We are. I hope everybody's Lent is going well. We were just, Kathleen knows, I just went on retreat this weekend.
Yes, and I was not able to be with you, so I am going to be in the seat of our listeners who also were not on the retreat,
right,
as you share with us.
So much to share, so much of God's goodness. He's just amazing. But one of the things that makes me think of Lent, and this is what Liz Kelly was our retreat master, and we have had her on our show.
Yes. Go back and listen to those shows in the archives if you missed those.
Yes, it was in
our
series
Wonderful.
Of Hope, and we talked about Jesus approaching as her book. But she has a new book on the seven last statements, seven last words, they're also called, of Christ when he is dying on the cross. And she led us through meditations with scripture, her own storytelling, and it was very powerful. But before we begin, the one thing she said midway through is if we are in the middle of Lent and we feel like, my Lent wasn't that great, she said that her brother was a triathlon runner, and he's a priest now, and so
okay.
I think was two of her other siblings, and she herself used to run a lot, and there's a saying, and I hope I get this right, because this was comedy, I couldn't ever get it right as I was reiterating this, I was the MC at the retreat, but you leave it all on the road, because what the understanding is, if you do a triathlon, you get to the very end, and if you didn't do that well, you think to yourself, I could have left this on the road. I could have done, just squeeze out every little bit. So what she was saying during Lent, because there's so many graces given to us at Lent, and that was a beautiful reminder. This
yes.
is just, we're being soaked in graces, right?
Right, and we can lose focus. I know I can lose focus and put all of my attention on the sacrifice and the suffering part,
right,
and miss
yeah.
looking at those graces and really meditating on those graces.
Meditating on the graces, and especially when we get into Holy Week, and that's coming up. Holy Week, we're approaching, and that's when abundance of graces. So she said, all right, if you have felt like you have not participated well this Lent, begin again.
Right. You know, you're at the halfway. That's okay.
You're at the halfway. She said, now with that knowledge, just leave it out. Leave it on the road, or whatever that saying is. That she,
right.
just squeeze every bit out. And I think that's what I want to say to my sisters, that as we approach, it's not over yet. The graces are so there, so ready to be. God wants to give them to us. And what humility to say, all right, Lord, my Lent has been an afterthought, or, you know, I even forgot. Like I was telling Kathleen yesterday, I ate a lot of baklava yesterday. And then I was like, oh, but it was the feast day of St. Joseph. But
observed this year. Yes.
And so, yes, what is it that we would love to receive from our Lord? What is it about ourselves? It seemed like the theme on the retreat was forgiving of self. And it's interesting how it was proposed in Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And we had to go and meditate then with scripture, asking the Lord who we needed to forgive. And many of the women spoke, oh, I have forgiven. And you might have. We've all forgiven.
Right.
And sometimes when people say that, we're like, oh, let me go back and see if I've really forgiven them or not, you know?
We can become a little legalistic
yes.
in that. Yes.
But what most of the women, including myself, have realized, we needed to forgive ourselves. And I really believe, just because we were on retreat, when we had that time away, and we focused on the retreat, just being with our Lord, we could see the enemy's wickedness trying to take our eyes off of ourselves when we really need to look at ourselves and say, oh, I need to forgive myself. I need to forgive myself. So that seemed to be the theme. And when women forgave themselves, the healing that came through physically for them, we had a lot of physical healings at this retreat. A lot of knees healed, backs healed, necks. It was amazing. We had one woman healed of blurred vision. She had rosacea in her eye. We had a Eucharistic healing service, and this is what we do this traditionally in Mary's Women of Joy, where our beautiful priest and Father Putnam was our priest who was leading our retreat. When he walks through the aisle with the Holy Eucharist in the monstrance, there's healing. I mean, Jesus is there. I remember Joni in our last show was saying that when she participated at the retreat and was talking to her friend Lisa, and all the women are on their knees, like, what's going on here?
Right, before she was in RCIA, and she just thought, what has happened?
What has happened? Well, this again happened. So Jesus comes, and it was so beautiful. And we had just beautiful testimonies, but the interesting thing that was linked to the healing was first forgiving self.
Well, I think there is... You know, there's a real obstacle to receptivity when we are in a state of unforgiveness. And when that is an unforgiveness of yourself or toward yourself, it really takes our gaze away from the Lord, because we still believe that there is more that we need to do in order to really receive his love and mercy.
What's interesting, and you're saying that. You're such a good segue.
I have no idea what you're about to say, but
The one thing
Holy
that
Spirit
is,
does.
Right. I love being an MC. I used to always, you know, watch Johnny Carson with my grandmother in Omaha, Nebraska, when we go visit. And I said, I want to be like him. I want to be a Johnny Carson. Here we are, right?
Here we are.
I had no idea. But one of the joys of being an MC on a retreat is you get to watch the Holy Spirit change everything in the program. And I knew, I've just had experience with it. Don't even print a program.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for doing the due diligence, but you cannot be attached to that.
Oh, no way.
You cannot be attached to that plan.
So he was changing things up. An example, just a father, our sweet Father Putnam, he had to do the Stations of the Cross as well, which was not planned, and our mass got pushed off. So I was like, all right, we got a half hour. And the Lord gently guided me, and it turned out to be a beautiful half hour of Liz just doing some question and answer on how to pray with Scripture. And she would ask questions. And believe it or not, a lot of women don't understand how to pray with Scripture.
We have a lot of shows on that, Jean.
We have a lot of shows, but I'm just going to refresh just a couple of things. And I'm going to go to Psalm 23, because that was the communion antiphon today in our Mass. But also, it is a beautiful Scripture where you get to really meditate on what the Lord is doing for you.
And his goodness.
So, ladies, I invite you to do a little exercise where you take a piece of notebook paper and you fold it in half lengthwise, make a column, and then put at the top my job to the right and then his job, God's job, to the left. And just go down and read Psalm 23 and what he says he's doing and then what you're to do. And you will learn a lot about our Lord. You will learn a lot. So just one little example, because I don't want to, that's a whole teaching, and we've done this before on the show.
Yes.
But just taking the first verses, the Lord is my shepherd. So his job is that he is the shepherd. So you put that in the Lord column.
Anything associated with being a shepherd, that's on him.
That's on him. And then my responsibility, next line, is I shall not want. That's my job. Not want. I lack nothing. Write that in your column.
You need to live in that space.
Live in that space. Then the next is he, meaning our shepherd, the Lord, makes me lie down in green pastures. Wow. He makes me. That's a powerful statement. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me besides still waters.
Right. You don't have to get your map out.
Right.
And, you know, calculate how you're going to get there.
Right.
He'll do that.
That's his job. Mm-hmm. He leads me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. And so on and so on. There's so many promises. And then there's promises of what you will fulfill as well. That is, when you look at that and you look at scripture, then you look and say, Lord, do I believe this about you? Mm-hmm. Well, no, I don't. Well, why not? Question, answer. And yesterday's reading was so beautiful with Jesus when he was lost in the temple. Mary and Joseph went looking for him, and they found him in the temple listening to the scholars and asking them questions. Mm-hmm. Jesus asked questions. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. ladies, I give you permission, please ask questions to the Lord if there's something in Scripture that you're not understanding that you're reading. That is called prayer.
Right.
That is prayer.
And that meditation time, sitting with Scripture and really letting that truth of who God is and how God is behaving in the world, you know, depending on the passage that you're reading, let that truth enlighten your understanding. Mm-hmm. This is the time for your understanding to be nourished. Imagine it like a plant in your garden or in your home that is thirsty for water. Mm-hmm. And just let that, the meditation is really that water just showered down on yes. that thirsty plant. And that's what's happening with your understanding when you yes. are meditating.
And actually, meditating is the higher form of prayer. And everyone, the church calls everyone to learn how to meditate. Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
It's not. Yes, go ahead.
There's a difference between just saying prayers, but meditating is chewing on that prayer, asking God questions, he receiving that grace. The Lord so desires to communicate with us, and he has chosen Scripture to really speak to our hearts. And it's funny because Liz said one thing, you can promise when you open up the Bible that the author of the book is always present.
Yes.
And we thought that was great. He's always present. You don't have to wonder. So what I invite you to do on this Lenten journey is open up Scripture. The Psalms are easy to pray with. There is different themes in the Psalms, from lamentation when you're having really struggling, to praise, to thanksgiving for victory. There's so many. So wherever you are that day, you can find a psalm to help you pray. And dissecting the psalm with the columns, his job, my job, helps tremendously. Then going into the questions, and you just wait and see how the Lord answers. Mm-hmm. Just wait. He will show you in the day a beautiful something that you read in Scripture, and you will know, wow, the Lord heard me. He listened to me. He is actively involved. He's not forsaking me.
No.
This is how faith grows. Mm-hmm. Meditation, meditation, meditation.
And just to clarify, we are not that same word is used in Eastern religions. That same word is even used by individuals who do not believe in God, our Father. It does not mean the same thing,
no,
even though they're
using
the same word. When Jean is talking about meditation, she is speaking with the mind of the church in terms of meditation.
Mm-hmm. And one of the scriptures was, that we opened with on Friday night, and it was in the gospel that when Jesus is talking, I believe, to the young Pharisee, and he says, "I love the Lord. What is the commandments? Mm-hmm. And love the Lord with all your mind, with all your heart, and all your soul." All your mind is meditation. All your mind. Mm-hmm. Reading the scriptures, letting the words just soak into your mind. So when you are walking through your daily life, you can remember that meditation mm-hmm. instantly. And it will be the balm of Gilead for your soul. It will soothe you, guide you, direct you. Worry is gone when you meditate. Honestly, it is the antidote for worry.
Right. And you don't have to be a scholar.
No.
That is not a prerequisite. Kind of go back to that 23rd Psalm. Right. his right. job, your job. So you don't have to bring to the sacred scriptures and your meditation time all of this back knowledge. Okay. You don't have to have
no,
that.
No, and actually, when we come back, I'm hearing the Lord say to me, Jean, just give an example of how Psalm 23 helped you. And I'm going to do that when we come back.
All right. All come right. back with us after the break.
On January 31st, 2019, Carolina Catholic Media signed on Charlotte's first Catholic radio station, AM 1270 WCGC. By the grace of God, we celebrate the past 4 years and look forward to continuing our apostolic vision and mission to serve the Carolina Catholic community. We are evangelistic partners with our clergy, active parishioners, the fallen away, and the homebound. We are accessible to all Christians, agnostics, and atheists. With distribution of a wide array of content across 7 media platforms, there truly is something for everyone. During these past 4 years, Carolina Catholic has expanded to 7 media platforms that include radio, internet stream, mobile app, website, YouTube, social media, and e-newsletter. Nearly all local programs are available by podcast and video on demand. In the year ahead, we're committed to promote more local parish, school, and ministry events, more live broadcasts, and more valuable content that showcases our dynamic local Carolina Catholic community. Of all the Catholic radio stations in the U.S., Carolina Catholic is arguably a leader in locally produced programs. To continue our work, Carolina Catholic Media needs $15,000 in monthly funding to continue operations across our 7 media platforms. We are 100% dependent on your generosity. If you love what we're doing, please join us with a monthly tithe or annual gift. We have partnership plans available for parishes, schools, and ministries. If you own a business, you can be a program sponsor on one or all of our platforms. You can do a live broadcast of a special event with promotion before and rebroadcast after. On behalf of everyone at Carolina Catholic Media, we thank you for your past support and look forward to you joining us with the resources the apostolate needs to continue to evangelize the truth of Jesus Christ and our Catholic faith across the Carolinas. May God bless you and your family abundantly.
Hello, ladies. Welcome back to Joyful Echo. Right before the break, Jean was talking to us about Psalm 23 and using an example, providing an example for you all of how she was able to meditate on that psalm and what that meant in her life. So, Jean?
It's funny because Jesus, like, just show them an example. I don't think we really talk enough about how the Lord speaks to us personally using Scripture. So I just want to give you an example of how, because I really want, my goal this year is for women to get off podcasts, and I'm sorry, we're a podcast.
Okay.
And get into the Word. And get into the Word. Mm. Let the Lord speak to your heart, and then let podcasts just be a little icing. But it can't be the main source of your religious right. instruction. You
no,
have
it's
to
a
pray.
Condiment.
Yes.
You don't want a mustard sandwich, even if you want a little mustard on your sandwich.
Right, exactly. It's really because I hear so many women speak that I heard this on a podcast or I saw this on Instagram, and I'm like, did you get into the Word? I mean, did you open up your Scripture? No. All right, we got to switch that around a little bit mm-hmm. so you can have a podcast one day, you know, and speak
cart before the horse.
Right, exactly. So let's go back to Psalm 23, which is one of my favorite psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. Remember, we put him in the one column to the left. I shall not want, not want is my role. My I'm not going to want here. Mm-hmm. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Just those three lines. I have a lot on my plate lately. Brand new grandma helping my daughter, Mary's Women of Joy, Joyful mm-hmm. Echo, and a wife, several other responsibilities. And sometimes you can become tired. What brought me out of despair or discouragement or worry was recalling quickly in my mind, because I had chewed on this scripture and meditated several times, not just once. Lord, thank you. You're restoring my soul. Even though my body feels tired right now, mm-hmm. I do not worry. I do not worry about having a heart attack. I do not worry about having a stroke, that some people, they live like this. I do not worry because it is your job. You promise in Psalm 23 that you're restoring my soul. And right now, Lord, I know my prayer time today has been lacking, but it is your job to lead me to quiet waters. It's not my job to figure that out, because mm-hmm. in the figuring, you can become worrisome because you just can't see the way sometimes. That's his job. So what I'm saying is, from meditating on Psalm 23 several times over the last years, I recognize when I get in a situation of temptation to worry, the promises the Lord has made me in Psalm 23, he's going to lead me to that rest. Mm-hmm. So back to the retreat. Our schedule that we had prepared ahead of time was changing. I could have panicked. It's my responsibility to keep the retreat running.
Right, you're the MC.
I'm the MC to keep it flowing. I didn't lead the retreat, the retreat team, my sweet friend Laura Hogan did. There was no way to communicate with her. What did I do? Instead of freaking out, my job was, I knew I was going to be lacking nothing because it's a promise of the Lord. All right, Lord, I can't wait to see what you're going to do in expectation. I can't wait. And he kept me at perfect peace. I saw the Lord work in ways that I never could have imagined myself. And my faith grew. But what was the base of that was my knowledge of the Lord through Scripture. And that is so important, ladies. And so I'm asking you, and you do not, like Kathleen say, have to be a scripture scholar.
No.
You just open it up, the Word of God, and he will speak. He is living, and he wants you to live and start this conversation with him. So, you know, there's so many more stanzas that are beautiful in Psalm 23. I'm challenging you right now, for those that have never read scripture, Psalms is right smack dab almost in the middle of the Bible. Mm-hmm. Just open it up and look at 23 and start, it's a smaller psalm, start looking at that and find your word. And then start talking to the Lord about that word. Now, how do you know it's your word? Because you'll feel something stir in you.
Mm-hmm. And don't worry about getting it right. Like, right. Oh, is that the right answer? Let that go.
Which leads me to this quote from St. Faustina that the Lord so placed on my heart to read for the retreat attendance. And it is this, and I'm going to read it to you, and it's from her diary. And I think this will give you great, great hope. I love St. Faustina. She's my girl. And she was funny. She was real. She was kind of like goof off here and there. She might have been sanguine. I kind of like that idea.
You like that idea.
But let me read what she said in her diary, and this will bless you. My Jesus, it is truly easy to become holy. I need to read that again because people do not understand how easy it is.
It does not seem very easy. I'm struggling.
Right. My Jesus, it is truly easy to become holy. It just takes a little goodwill. And if he finds this minimum of goodwill in a soul, he quickly gives himself to her. And nothing can stop him, neither our faults nor our fails. Absolutely nothing. Jesus hurries to help that soul. And if the soul is faithful to the grace from God, she can, in a short time, reach the highest level of holiness that a created being can obtain here below. God is very generous and does not refuse His grace to anyone. He gives even more than we ask for. The shortest road is faithfulness to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. And that is from her diary. I recommend getting the diary, ladies, and just reading her beautiful, her relationship with Jesus and their beautiful honesty with each other. But that's what I invite you in the scriptures, just a little goodwill, a little bit, and He rushes right to you. He wants to see you succeed more than you want to succeed. He's your biggest champion. And it's time, if you've never opened scripture, to meet your Father, to meet Jesus, His Son, and the Holy Spirit in His Word. He's got something to bless you with and speak to you about.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
that was Jean's mini homily for
there
today.
There you go. I tell you, I'm just so impassioned with the Word of God. He is everything in the Word. And I see so many women speak to me, and they're distracted because they're not in the Word, but they're listening to a lot of other great stuff. Mm-hmm. But the Lord's like, come to me and let that great, those great articles and the great books. We all need spiritual reading.
Yes.
It's very important.
You don't want a dry sandwich.
You don't want a dry sandwich.
You want those condiments on there.
But we have to meet the Lord first. And then then when you're reading about others and you're hearing about others, you hear how they're meeting the Lord, and we just become one big family in cheering each other on.
Absolutely. This is the body of Christ,
right?
And you don't want to be a paralyzed member of the body.
No.
You want to be active. You want, and it doesn't mean activity active, but you want to be activated, right? So that blood needs to be flowing to you as a part of the body. And part of that means the living Word.
And you know what? I could tell you a benefit by staying in His Word daily. And if you don't know where to start, the church has daily scripture in her Mass. Mm-hmm. The whole world is reading the same scripture in the Catholic faith. The whole world at Mass, which is so cool. Start there, too, with the Gospels. However, this is something that I have seen in my life, the fruit of being in His Word. We have so much great reading material, so many great podcasts to listen to, so many Holy Spirit-inspired brothers and sisters that have great messages. It can become overwhelming on what to listen to. I have found being faithful in the Word has kept that very at bay, bringing in a novena if I need to at the right time, not having 20 at the same time.
Well, because as it says in Psalm 23,
He leads. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you're not jumping through hoops and checking prayers off lists and doing all that. You just rest. Mm-hmm. You just are able to rest. And it's got, reading the Word has removed my striving spirit.
Oh.
Yes. And I can really see a difference in the last 2 years.
Wonderful. All right. This is our prayer time, ladies. Mm. So if you want to take a little pause in your day and join us in prayer, let's begin our time together in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before You thanking You just for the honor it is to reverence our sisters listening. They are beautiful. They are Your creation. And Father, Kathleen and I just want to give all praise and glory to You that You would use us in a way to reverence and honor them, helping them become closer to You, Lord. And I just pray today for an anointing, a powerful anointing from You, Lord, that they will open up their scriptures and meet You maybe for the first time. For those that read their scriptures every day, that they will see something new that You have not shared with them before, that will anoint their hearts and strengthen them as we are about to enter into Holy Week, that they will know they are loved, and they will know the power of your saving grace, what you did for us, Lord, on the cross, that they will learn how to meditate if they don't do that already. And if they do, I pray you bring them to deeper levels, just deeper levels of prayer.
Yes, Holy Spirit, please come and be with those sisters who are going to open their scriptures mm-hmm. in prayer for the first time in a long time.
Yes.
Maybe for the first time ever with that expectant spirit, believing and trusting that you are there and that you have something for them, that you have the waters of eternal life, that you are desiring to lead them. And Holy Spirit, author of the sacred scriptures, I would ask you and beg you to be there with them in a way that they can discern your presence, that they will experience you through their senses, through their emotion, that you will enlighten their understanding in some way that gives them confidence in God our Father.
Yes. Yes, and I pray they will meet the Father in a new way. He's so beautiful and gentle and loving and kind, and that they will know what that means when they hear those words in their church. When they hear that the Lord is slow to anger, they will understand that is true. They will say an amen behind that. When they say that the Lord forgives my iniquities and cleanses me from my sin, they will know and say, amen, I know that's true. I've read it in your word. I experience it in my life. Lord, yes, we just pray that you will give us a powerful anointing, letting the word come alive in our life in ways we can share it with others.
Yes, and we make this prayer, as always, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Jean, goodness, we are at the end of our show, but I do want to share with you all. Jean was talking about the Psalms and approaching sacred scripture through the Psalms. Since we are in Lent, there are Psalms for all different kinds of prayer intentions and where you are in your spiritual life on that day and that moment. But there are seven that are considered the penitential Psalms. And let me just read those off to you very quickly. 6, 32, 38, 51, 102, 130, and 143.
Can you say those again?
Those are the penitential Psalms. Really quickly before we leave. 6, 32, 38, 51, 102, 130, and 143. All right, ladies, we've reached the end of our time, but please join us again next Wednesday at 5 o'clock. It will be a new Joyful Echo. We are continuing this Lenten journey with you.
See you next week, ladies. Thank you for your time. God bless you.